This is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie is Extract, starring Jason Bateman, who owns a vanilla extract factory, and he wants to sell it, but nothing in his life is going the way he wants it. The factory workers, well, they're not cooperating. He gets really bad advice from friends, and his wife has, well, other interests.
Damn. She work here?
Yes, it's a temp.
She's a tramp?
Temp. I get paranoid when I smoke.
Not a little.
You know, I was pretty much ready for this movie to be quirky and funny. You know, it's directed by the same guy that did Office Space. Well, as they say, lightning never strikes twice. So here's how the movie went for me. A few funny moments and lots of dead space with nothing funny and not much going on. So my mind would wander so much so that I think I actually lost consciousness at times. And then I'd hear some laughter, back to the funny moments, and then I'd lose consciousness again, and so on and so on. Not the way I want to see a movie. And the funny moments were either pothead humor or a pool guy sleeping with his wife stuff or dialogue so painfully bad he couldn't help but laugh, and not in a good way. So if that sounds like your kind of movie, well, but for me, I think this might be one of those movies that I watch late at night on TV if there's absolutely nothing else on. So on a movie night, Traffic Light, Extract is a red light. Now to the romantic comedy of the week. It's called All About Steve, starring Sandra Bullock, and she's a smart, very quirky, and pretty odd girl. She's still living with her parents, who end up setting her on a blind date with Steve. Well, she gets a bit obsessed and follows him absolutely everywhere he goes.
Mary.
Yes?
Do you ever stop working long enough to, you know, like, go out, go on a date?
Oh, well, I have a date this evening. Yeah, Steve. His mother probably thinks he's gay. So my parents are no doubt pimping me out to test his sexuality. Thanks.
You know, I can totally relate to not fitting in very well. I mean, you should see me in one of the big meetings I have around here. I feel so much like I'm on another planet. But if you're going to make a movie about someone who doesn't fit in, you sort of have to make her worth, you know, kind of watching and making her interesting. You have to make us love her, root for her, take her side, or even just slightly like her. But Sandra's character couldn't stand her, ever. And there was nothing funny about her at all. She was just plain annoying. And the story, well, boring. And those are the nice things I can say about the movie. Bottom line, definitely very slow start for movies in September. But if you feel like you really have to run out to theaters and see Sandra Bullock in a movie, go to The Proposal again and don't waste your money or your time on this movie. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, All About Steve is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.